I'm going to go
down. What pen are you going to first?
I'm going clear down.
Kelly Nissen is feeding the cows at the Iowa State University Beef Nutrition Farm. Far from just tossing hay, he's delivering specific rations to numbered feed bunks.
When you're feeding, you're always double-checking yourself to make sure it's going into the right lot.
These cows are munching on the common mix of grass and grain, but they're often getting a little something new, too. They test different formulas that researchers in the animal science department at Iowa State develop. Researchers like Stephanie Hansen.
There are alternatives to antibiotics in feed, and that's going to be a broad area of research here in the next 10 to 15 years.
One alternative may sound familiar. Ever read the ingredients on a cup of creamy chobani? A good yogurt will contain several live bacteria, which can help you stay healthy by keeping your gut happy. No one's going to feed pigs, chickens, or cows Yoplait, but researchers are looking at a bacterium commonly found in your lunchbox, Lactobacillus acidophilus.
Acidophilus would have the same impact in a production livestock animal as it would in humans.
Hansen says a beneficial bacterium can help ward off harmful ones.
Maybe it's able to outcompete a bad bacteria for attachment in the gastrointestinal tract and the intestine, so that would be a good thing.
And if it prevents the bad bacteria from making animals sick, farmers will need fewer antibiotics. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's data suggest nearly half of chickens and about 40% of pigs may get antibiotics when they're not even sick, though overall use has declined in recent years. With veterinarians and livestock producers both now looking for other ways to bring healthy animals to market size, nutrition companies are paying attention. Iowa-based Diamond V has developed a pig feed supplement made from Lactobacillus acidophilus. Jason Frank says they got the idea from work on human nutrition.
We've seen improvements in weight gain, feed conversion, and feed intake in young pigs. But more interestingly, we've seen that by improving general health and performance, that those pigs are requiring fewer injectable treatments.
That's what they're looking for, less need to treat with antibiotics. Because the more we reduce antibiotic use on the farm, the less likely bacteria are to adapt and become resistant to our medicines. It's a short path from use in the barn to preserving effectiveness in the hospital. Last year, the Obama administration announced a plan aimed at cutting down reliance on these medicines. Frank says that's boosted interest.
As antibiotics become more limited on their use, one, we're going to have to make changes in how we raise animals, perhaps develop more vaccines, change our stocking densities, nutrition programs. But part of that transition to new production styles is looking at these products that can improve health.
Poultry researcher Alejandro Penalosa at Oklahoma State University has found a helpful bacteria that can survive in poultry feed. He says some large chicken producers are interested in it because it helps the birds gain weight with less feed. That's a benefit they used to get from antibiotics. Penalosa says his probiotic could be a good replacement.
We cannot say that probiotics is the silver bullet to completely eliminate antibiotics, but I am sure that they can help a lot.
Because just like many people, animals might be even healthier with some changes to their diets. And as human nutrition explores new possibilities, the animal researchers will be paying attention. There's plenty of overlap. Here's Stephanie Hansen again.
There are essential oils. There are enzymes that could be supplemented. There could be a possibility that trace minerals and vitamins could play positive roles.
Moving beyond antibiotics on the farm will be a gradual process, but it is underway. Getting a little inspiration from our diet trends. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.